Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Joe, we'll get it back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. It was great having Zach Seeler come on with us this morning, Miami Dolphins defense lineman. And we got a lot of Dolphin stuff we'll be getting into here as we move on to this Football Friday, man. A lot of stuff going on. You just heard it, FAMU. In town to take on the Canes tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Boy, I'm getting my days all confused. And then the Miami Dolphins will be at Hard Rock, 1 o'clock start, kick off the season. Tua versus Trevor. They got a bunch of great matchups. Just looking at all the games, and Woody and I will be talking about them a little bit later on as well. But, yeah, hell of a nice schedule, including Monday night, the Jets. Nobody really knows what to expect from the Jets, too, right? With the Aaron Rodgers stuff and what's Aaron Rodgers saying today and going back out to the Bay Area. Do you think the family's going, by the way? You think it's not that far from Oroville, California to
I'll tell you one thing about that game. I know
to Santa Clara.
From San Francisco. I know they're one of the best damn teams in the league. So, you know, people can pick the Jets all they want, but 49ers are talk about a team that's probably going to come out hungry.
Well, they got two of their best players just coming back.
Yes. You think that matters, by the way? We got a few guys that are doing that. I know CeeDee Lamb's kind of doing that. Like
Jamar Chase.
Who knows what's going to happen there?
Does Jamar Chase just pull the big power move in the last second and go, I'm not playing?
He should.
Nothing against you, Joe, but you got your money, so I don't want to hear about it.
Be good for T. Higgins' fantasy.
Yeah, so. Right? More targets?
I think he should sit, to be honest.
Well, you have him. You have him on your team, huh? Okay. At least we know where you stand. Hey, this thing last night was just a wild finish. We could talk about it for 4 hours. I thought both quarterbacks were really good overall. Lamar would love to have, before the throw that he makes at the end of the game, and by the way, I mean, it guy's inbounds and keeps his feet as he's coming down. If he throws his body in inside a little more, he's clearly inbounds and just falls down with the body going out of bounds. He didn't do that, and so by a toe, he's out of bounds with no time left, and they call it a touchdown. They review it, and they overturned it after the 200 cameras all had an angle of it and did the up close. And listen, guy, he was out of bounds. Just, you know, not that they want Kansas City to win or anything else, but Lamar had a throw before. Even if you don't think the likely corner where he ran to the corner and he throws that early, he's open to, and Lamar saw him late and didn't make a good throw on it, but comes back and he's got Flowers there in the middle, wide open. And he saw it and he just missed him in that situation. And I got to tell you, Lamar overall had, he is the greatest running quarterback of all time for the National Football League. It's just not even close. And I always say this, and you know, in all respect to Michael Vick and some of the things he was able to do, this guy and what Lamar's still doing after all these years last night. And he was running. I would be curious if the team didn't say, hey, it's okay if you slide when you get a couple of these first downs. And do you really need to take a guy on before you go out of bounds? Did you really need to dip your shoulder pads in those quarterback shoulder pads on a guy from the defense or a couple of guys from the defense of the Kansas City Chiefs? But dude plays hard, threw for 273 yards, ran 16 times in that game for 122 yards. Tell me that didn't look old school Lamar right there, man. He
it's
came out
good, Joe, but you got to make those throws at the end.
Nope, got to make
none
them.
Of it, I mean, sad to say this, but none of it really matters, right? If you miss those throws like he did at the end,
yeah.
Zay Flowers was wide open.
Yes, he was.
Likely was open.
He was running on a broken route, though. So Likely ran a broken route, and you're just going to an open area. I know he is, but you're looking – once a guy's – I'm just going to say this, man, and so it doesn't become a – it would have been one thing if he ran a corner route and he's wide open, but the route was something to the inside, and he adjusted it like everybody does when the play kind of breaks down and you know Lamar can buy time. And it looked like Lamar went away from him and then tried to throw the ball back to him. And it was just too late, and it wasn't an accurate throw. But the second one, I mean, he zeroed in and he saw him and he just missed the throw. And then he makes, you know, a throw that – and they're going for two, by the way, too. They had already – and one thing about Harbaugh, he's an aggressive dude. He was going, no, hell no, we ain't kicking this and play overtime. We're going for two. He'd already put up because they called it a touchdown. So, you know, you figure, hey, there's probably, what, 80 or 90% chance that the official's right there on top of it. He calls a touchdown in the back of the end zone. So he's going two. I mean, Harbaugh had two. Hey, Lamar, we're going for two. I'm bringing that big stud next to you out there, and we're going to go for two. And then, you know.
Isn't it amazing? That inch, man.
God, it's one, crazy.
I mean, it's like a half a shoe size. That affected,
how about
by the way, that affected the spread of the game, right? I mean, that
everything
changed. That would have changed the total outcome of the game.
And, you know, it was a hell of a drive.
We're going to go for the win.
It was a hell of a drive by Lamar. I mean, he starts with under 2 minutes left and
but when
marches
you miss the throws
down.
At the end,
gotta make
that's
those.
All, unfortunately, anyone's going to remember.
Because you know what everybody's going to say?
That's how it goes.
The other guy makes that play. The other guy on the other side, Patrick Mahomes, He makes that throw.
He did make that throw a bunch of times last night.
He
looks like he's in mid-season.
About him rolling
form,
out the throw to Kelsey. I mean, just, you know, broken route. Again, one of those freelance routes. And just go get open. And he's looking down the field. Wasn't looking to run last night. And
your guy, Rashee Rice, had a big game.
He did. 7 for 103.
They made sure on the broadcast to mention that he
Well, they just told the situation.
Yeah.
No. But he Tirico did the right thing. So they obviously had meetings about like, hey, there's a good chance Rashee Rice can be a big part of this. We need to give some kind of how are we going to handle this legal side of this because there's going to be a lot of fans going, why is he playing? I just saw the video. Hell, you can look right now. You can see the video of the two cars racing down the freeway and all the cars crashing and everything. And it looks like, if I heard it right last night, he said till December before they even get to this case.
Yeah, I think that was Florio who was on.
That's right. Mike did it before the game. So
talked to Mike about it. But it's weird, man. I just feel the NFL has a lack of consistency on these things. I mean, if you want to let guys commit crimes and play, then it's fine. Like, do just be consistent, right?
Did you hear Rashee Rice every time he caught a ball last night? He made some nice plays. Made some great plays.
Yeah, he was great.
They
were number one guy.
They're putting him one-on-one with a linebacker who's really good, one of the best linebackers. But what are we doing? Like, Rashee Rice is putting moves on him and 7 for 103 yards, which, by the way, he did a lot of – seems like those are kind of the numbers he put up against the Dolphins, if I'm not mistaken, in some of the games he had against them. But he ends up being a hell. And by the way, he's a second-round pick last year. Their first-round pick is the other guy last night, Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, he's fast.
He's not only fast, but look how they use him. He has two touchdowns in the opener.
So people were dogging the Bills last night because the Bills traded that pick. They ended up with Keon Coleman. They had ended up with Xavier Worthy. They were saying Keon Coleman better be good because this guy.
I agree. He looks, now, this is what look, no, but this is what people do.
But I know everyone's like you're praising the guy. He was like a busted coverage on that. Like you would have scored on that play.
I know it doesn't so matter like, though. It was a broken coverage, which by the way, this has been a Baltimore problem in their secondary.
What's up with Baltimore's defense as a whole, though, man? I mean, they had a few stands in the you know in the red zone, but. Their defense seemed a little shaky, didn't it?
Corner looks at safety, and safety looks at corner and goes, why didn't you run with him? He goes, why didn't you come over and help? He's the fastest guy in this game.
They were getting ran on. Like, Pacheco was did whatever he wanted last night. Kelsey had a, by the way, quiet game. I don't know. He seems like he's...
They did this last year. Don't read into it.
A little bit of a step, but...
Wait till the playoffs, and he starts...
Him and Mark Andrews, talking about old tight ends.
Yeah, by the way. Andrews no longer number one dog. That likely is.
Yeah.
He had a guy. You see some of the catch he made against Dolphins in the playoffs last year. Made the one handed catch on a crossing route and.
Yeah, one late in the season. Yeah.
Yeah, he.
He had what, like 120 yards or something last night?
He had a big game, too.
Damn near had the game winner.
Anybody take him tight end? Or was everybody probably thinking his buddy, right?
Yeah, Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews was one of the top guys taken, which is crazy because, again, that tight end position is a little tricky. But Laporta is probably the number one dog. The NFL right now.
I gotta
tell
you, it looked like Lamar's getting real comfortable from last year with Isaiah Likely, and he is he's a hell of a player. Hey, one thing those two teams have in common, they draft really well. They draft for their system. Honestly, you don't tell me you want your number one pick last night at the end of the first round to go and have two touchdowns.
Yeah. Look, man, the big takeaway from last night's game, and sadly, I hate this for Lamar because I think he's a hell of a player. You know what it's going to be. Guy can't win the big game, can't make the plays late.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
They are going to win a lot of games. Don't count them out. They're going to win a lot of games.
I'm not counting them out, but, man, the Chiefs are still the team to beat, which is just,
Yeah, so much for that form.
Crazy, right?
Hey, we got a lot more stuff.
By the way, how many people had the Ravens yesterday? Everyone loved the Ravens.
I thought Ravens were going to win. Did you see that first drive? I was like, yeah. Nice little game plan, and they were going for it.
They stopped giving the ball to Derrick Henry, which not the best of ideas.
I got you, but when they needed to get some first downs, they did go to him.
They did, but they got to figure out how to use him a little better. But that was
I don't think you're looking to wear him out in week one.
No, I know, but. That game had a little bigger feeling than this is just week one.
I got to tell you, that's a great one, too. This running back rotation, this is the most loaded the running back position's ever been for the Miami Dolphins, ever, since I've been around. I can't remember from 1 to 4 anything that looks like the track meet of guys they have. I'm dying to see. Mike doesn't want three of them sitting there on the sideline. I'm really curious to see what he does.
Touches?
I don't know how Jalen Wright
does he get touches? Yeah, because
Jalen Wright, watching him run in preseason,
I know
it's like that tease of that new girl coming to your high school that looks really good. And
if you had to put a number on it, I know we got to get to Blue here. If you had to put a number on it for us fantasy football people, I have him in all my teams because if you were raving about him, how many touches do you think he gets? With everyone healthy going into game one.
I know. They got two horses ahead of them. They got two horses ahead of them. Mostert had 21 touchdowns a year ago.
I know.
And Achane played like a half a season and had 1,000 yards.
Talk about guys that fell in the fantasy draft. Mostert was people were just completely ignoring him.
I'm curious to see. He might be on the pitch count, too, a little bit. Some of these guys are going to have to be. And I always hate saying that, and then I see Raheem and talking to him that I'm saying on the radio going, I hope we give you less carries because I want to see you really healthy at the end of the year. Hey, I want to tell you about Lanning Men's Clinic here before we get to our high school insider, Larry Bluestein. Got a big weekend of high school football coming up here. But first, Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED, low T, man, I had both. And I'm not proud of it, and I shouldn't be screaming about it. Most guys are going, why would Joe Rose say anything about low T's okay, but ED, Joe, really? Yeah, well, listen, usually if you have one, you have the other. And sooner or later, it does happen to everybody. I found out when I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, it happens in 40s for guys, 40s. There's a lot of young guys running around. Atlantic Men's Clinic, I'm going today. There'll be a lot of young guys in there. Those rooms are full of guys, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s in there, even older, that are going, you know what? I want to get my energy back. I want to keep my energy that I have. I want to enjoy my weekends. I want to be active. And I want to have my sex drive. That's important to me. I want to enjoy my life with my partner at its fullest. And boy, I'll tell you what, Atlantic Men's Clinic did it for me 6.5 months ago. I've been telling everybody, I sound like a cheerleader. I should have Atlantic Men's Clinic cheerleading outfit for everybody, because I'm their biggest fan, because it works. It works. Firsthand, it works. Hit me hard about 6-7 months ago, and I'm like, oh boy, I got a little problem. I'm always tired and got some other problems too. Hey, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Do it today. So important. It's football season, man. You need your energy. You're dragging today. You shouldn't be. Not if you're going to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised test dose. And if test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. 6 locations throughout South Florida. Set up, if you're going through it and you can't tell anybody, because guys don't go around talking about this kind of stuff, just call the off. Meet with their professionals. Call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Learn more about them. This is what they do at Atlantic Men's Clinic. Knockout ED and low T.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Blue! Yeah, that's right. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, covering it all over South Florida for us. And good morning, Blue. We got a lot of stuff to get to. I got to go back to last week. Ely High School beat Chaminade 35-35. 34 in overtime. I did not see that one coming when I looked at the schedule last week.
Yeah, you and about a billion other people.
And, wow. Congratulations to Ely. Wow, what a win.
No doubt. Certainly a great job for the Tigers and, you know, getting back they're trying to get back to where they were. I mean, you know, 2 years ago they were 10-1, but fell off last year. And let me tell you something. This didn't come overnight. Everybody may just say, oh, wow, they worked extremely hard. Everywhere I went during the summer, I saw them, line camps, everything. And,
yeah.
Coach Terrence McFadden, got to give him props because he came in and, you know, did a tremendous job. And, yeah, you know what? I mean, the whole thing is, and I keep saying, and people have to understand, Chaminade's a smaller school. So when you lose 8 to 9 Power 5 type of kids in 1 year, you know, that takes a toll. No matter how much talent you have, the depth isn't always an assembly line. And certainly they play a game tonight against American Heritage Plantation at home. And if they go 0-3, and it really has no bearing because they're 1A, so they're going to most likely at least get the state. I mean, definitely, because there's nobody down in South that could beat them. But still, you know, it doesn't look good. You know, I mean, if they lose 4 games, because they put this schedule on themselves, you know that. I mean, they said, you know what? We got to elevate. And between the two of these teams that are playing tonight over at Chaminade, Heritage and them, they play. Those are probably 1 and 2 in the toughest schedules in the state of Florida.
Hey, by the way, that's the other surprise last week. Really excited about Western and American Heritage Plantation schools, not that far apart for a private and public school. The D. Bell Show, my God, 5 touchdowns and 51-12. I thought that was going to be a competitive game. Western is loaded with talent. Did that one surprise you a little bit? It was such a blowout?
Yeah, oh, yeah. And it surprised everybody because, you know, at the beginning of the year when you and I talked, I thought that Western definitely would be a player in 7A, you know, along with Columbus and along with Miami Palmetto in the South. I thought they'd definitely be one of those teams. And so far, you know, they haven't won. They lost to Hoover of Alabama and the Broward Showcase, a Hoover team that, you know, I mean, it's good, but not, you know, not one of the top teams in the country. And then Heritage dropped the bomb on them last week, 51 points. You know, that's a lot, you know. And so they're going to have to rebound. Western has to play St. Thomas next week.
And that schedule doesn't get any easier. No.
But that's what happens. You know, you and I talked about this. If you're going to get nationally recognized, you have to play that type of schedule. And St. Thomas is the same way. You know, St. Thomas will welcome in Columbus this evening. And this is a game that every year it should be played. And I voice my opinion on that when I go to those games.
I've talked to the Catholic Church about it. I took it right to the top. I said, man, we got to have our top Catholic schools. We got to get all the Catholic power that we have here in South Florida to make sure that Columbus and St. Thomas Aquinas play. I have no pull in the church. I was joking, of course.
Yeah, I know you did.
As a part-time Catholic.
I'm sure you haven't been to church in a while.
Yeah.
But that being said, I mean, it should be. I mean, home and home every single year, it's going to get a crowd tonight, even though that both teams are 1-1. You know, I mean, obviously both teams lost. I was at Columbus's game last week with that Good Counsel team out of Maryland who was big. But they had their chances. They lost 14-10, and
can Columbus beat them?
They lost.
No. Columbus beat the St. Thomas team?
Yeah, they got to score. Yeah. They didn't really show much offense last week at all. And yeah, to beat a St. Thomas team, St. Thomas is good. Let's just face it; they're good. I mean, and they're like that assembly line every year. They just, you know, plug in kids and. You know, I mean, they lost to Bishop Gorman in a close game,
yes,
and Bishop Gorman will be the number one team in the country. You know, they play Matter Day this week, so that should be a really good matchup. But, yeah, St. Thomas is good, and I think what's going to happen is Columbus needs to get some offense. They only scored 17 in the opener against Southridge and only 10 last week. Yeah, I mean, honestly, they're not going to beat them if they don't score because, you know, St. Thomas is going to put points on the board, they, you know. And, yeah, but it's a It's a game that's going to draw a lot of attention only because of the fact that, you know, those are two teams that don't play each other very often. And, yeah, I'm going to put that notice out that they need to play home at home.
No, for sure. Hey, I got to ask you, Blue. We haven't talked. I'm trying to make sure we cover all this good schools in Dayton Brown. What's going on with Homestead?
Yeah, well, that's another team that could be 0-3 tonight. You know, they play at Vero Beach tonight. I can't put my finger on it because I thought, and I saw them all off season. You know, I went to a lot of went to their spring events, and I went, to everything, and I just thought, you know, they were that type of solid team that was going to, you know, just pick up where they left off, and I guess, you know, they got hit with a lot of losses too, but still they rebounded, you know, in the off season. I don't know. You know, Coach Ronnie Thornton's done a great job. I can't say enough of what he's done over the last couple of years, reaching the state finals. I mean, that's not easy, you know. I mean, so, and last year coming really short to beating St. Thomas, but let's see if they can get it turned around. Like I said, they're on the road at Vero, not an easy place to play. And then they start coming back and having to play some of the teams locally and in district games too. And, you know, like I said, there's some contests this evening, you know, besides those games. And there's a team that I saw last week in Miami Palmetto. They played against Booker T. Washington. The game was called at halftime because of the lightning. But they showed something.
Yeah.
They showed that they're going to be able to play. And they're another team that's going to have to – they're going to be playing Columbus, and I think next week or the week after. So you have some those – yeah, there are. And not only that, you have some really good teams. And now is the time that a lot of the college coaches start watching the younger guys. And, you know, I mean, you look at programs like Coconut Creek. And I like when these teams go out of the area. And Coconut Creek is playing in Tennessee this evening. And, you know, Dillard is another team to keep an eye on. They're a program to watch. But an intriguing matchup, Plantation. Steve Davis did such a great job for such a long time in a class act. But now Darryl Strong, who played at Plantation, played at Pitt, he's taken over the team. They're 2-0. And they play West Broward tonight, and that should be a really, really good game. But I got to give a shout-out. Last night I went to Archbishop McCarthy, and this is a team that's played independent the last 4 years. Now they're not. They're in the same district as Heritage, Norland, and Plantation. But they beat St. Brendan last night. It was their 13th consecutive win, which is really good for Coach Dino Mangiero.
Pretty good talent on that team, Blue. I mean, you like the talent? Okay.
Yeah, not bad. Really good quarterback. Robert Kearns, I think, is one of the more underrated athletes. But Dino Mangiero is a story. He's the head coach. He coached Coach Flores in high school, back in Brooklyn, back in New York. And this guy has won. He came in here kind of quietly, has built this program into something special. Yeah. We'll find out this year, you know. So, I mean, interesting now that, like I said, college coaches are starting to watch now. And then these kids are, and hopefully the rain and the lightning is over so we can get some of these games in.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's
hey, Blue, I have to ask you, too, before I forget. I'm just bouncing on you here a little bit. Central and Booker T, expect that to be a good game. Central made a change of quarterback, seemed to pay off. What do you expect from Central going forward?
Yeah, you know what? You make a great point because that's a game that's going to kind of be hidden because Miami plays Florida A&M at the same time. But Booker T's – they're still Booker T. Ice Harris has done a really good job. He's, you know, that's a disciplined team. Central's got talent, a lot to prove here. I think that could be a better game than a lot of people think. Booker T's not going to lay down for anybody. And we got to give a shout-out to Teddy Bridgewater and Northwest.
Oh, what a game. Oh, my God, to Venice. They played their ass off. Oh,
unbelievable. And they found a quarterback in Leon Strotter, who's only a junior, and the kid threw for 360 yards. And, you know, and then obviously Teddy's working with him, and I can't say enough about Teddy Bridgewater.
He was serious, man. He took it serious, didn't he? Anybody thought he was just coming in for name only? He put his heart into this thing.
Joe, 100%. And, you know, and now this team, and I always say to people, the most dangerous team is an inner city team that has discipline. And, you know, and everybody knows how Booker T has been so disciplined over the years. But you watch Northwestern, and I'm telling you, and the kids don't get out of line at all. They're not talking. They're just playing. And I'll tell you, they're going to be a tough team. And that showdown in a couple of weeks with Miami Central is going to be for it all.
All of a sudden, that game got real interesting. Hey, Blue, before I let you go, I got to put you on the spot a little bit. Blue's top five right now after what we've seen through the first couple of weeks. And I know you're going to consider who everybody's played and everything. Who's your top team?
Well, you got to figure, you know, right off the bat, you got to say St. Thomas is the number one team. And I know a lot of people, might disagree, but how can you not? I mean, this is a program that, you know, has done a tremendous job. And they're just a pretty decent team up and down the line. I think Central comes in at number two.
Okay.
Miami Northwestern at three. Heritage at four. And got to give Norland the edge at five right now until proven otherwise. They're undefeated. They'll be playing Northwestern next week, so we'll find out. But, Columbus, Ely, Palmetto, Chaminade still, there. And Monarch is another team that you have to keep an eye on. So there's 10 teams for you.
Okay. Nice job by you, Blue. You know what? We, as always, trying to get as much in a short period of time. I really appreciate you coming on, Blue, as always. Take care. Where are you going tonight, by the way? What game are you hitting tonight? Where's the Blue Meister going to be?
Well, you know what? I always take these games that are so far from my house, that I have to leave like 3:30. But I live near Chaminade, so I'm going to go see Chaminade in a game that I think is kind of a game that they can make a statement against Heritage, but I think it's going to be a really good game probably the game of the week. And it's funny when you have a team 1-1 and a team 0-2 and say it's a game of the week. But, the road has been tough for Chaminade. Hopefully they'll bounce back this evening, but the opponent is going to be tough.
Can't wait, man. Thanks, Blue. Really appreciate it.
You too, Joe. See you next Friday.
Larry Bluestone, high school football insider, joining us this morning and talk a little bit about tonight and where we are in the public and private schools going on. And always appreciate Blue coming on. I'll tell you who else I appreciate every day, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Yes, sir. The partners of Cohen and Judah, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish. Yep. You stop by and start asking questions and stop by the office or make a phone call to them, and then you go, wow, you guys aren't going to hand me off to some other attorney just starting here, some youngster that hasn't done a lot of this stuff? No. We handle everything. Harvey and Gary, man, more than 30 years of experience each, man. And I always tell everybody, they'll handle your case from start to finish. And with all this experience, big enough to go to trial and get you a multi-million dollar results and small enough to just call you back. Communication is always a big part. You know, whether we're talking about sports or legal stuff, because there's a lot of choices out there once you get injured. There really is. But Cohen and Judah just do things differently. Go to CohenandJudah.com, read the reviews, partners who you can always reach. I always start with that. I think it's important when I hear Harvey telling me, yeah, we have our clients call us on the weekend, concerned with something, want to know something, how it's going. Boy, I'll tell you what, they get on the phone with you and answer all your questions. That's the way they do it. And by the way, if you're not getting this where you are right now, you can leave. You can go find out. Call Harvey and Gary. And let them take a look at things and get going. You'll be a priority with Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. I do know that, knowing these guys. Go to CohenandJudah.com. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. Trip and fall, car, truck, motorcycle, accident, or anything else. Hey, they'll take great care of you. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, you and I are still talking about that crazy game last night and all the different parts. Something happened in the game last night, Woody. I did not know.
I didn't know it either.
I didn't know that only a head coach can call a timeout on the side. We saw the defensive coordinator.
Don't you think Spags for the Chiefs, knows, though?
He ran down and called a timeout, and they gave it to him.
But he must know. There's not a lot of call. I mean, he ran down there and called it, and the refs gave it to him.
Did you know?
So, no, I didn't.
No, the games, I had no idea. But makes sense. You can't let every Tom, Dick, and Harry on the sideline go, hey, I'm calling a timeout, coach. Because I saw him go over to Andy like, hey, I'm sorry about that.
It's bizarre like that you make that mistake, right? The officials give him the timeout, and then you got the guy in the booth who's like, he can't do that.
No. Guy that actually knows the rules and regulations.
Hey, man, look, I don't want to jump on the officials because I know that job is tough, but that was a very, very...
Well, this illegal formation, game. I can tell you what, the league got a little wake-up call when you caught on the same left tackle four times in the first half. Ronnie Stanley's like, when the hell did we go? Like, this is what I've been doing my whole career, and now you decide to call it four friggin' times on me?
Isn't that the kind of thing where, like, you call the Ravens after the game and you're like, probably, try to explain it? I mean, you don't want to make a
scene.
Well,
the other thing is,
you know, the opening game, we got a zillion people watching.
You know what everybody said last night? Wait a sec. I know you guys like Kansas City, but yeah, you don't see their guys with their back? I don't know.
All right, a couple of headlines for you here, Joe. We do have a game tonight in Brazil, and as you know, the people have been, the beat writers, the Omar Kellys of Philly and Green Bay have been banned from Twitter. All right, so how are they tweeting?
Wow.
We saw some pictures come out from the stadium on Twitter. We saw some stuff come out on Twitter, and everyone's wondering how that's happening. Beat writer, one of the beat writers from Philly gave his wife control of the Twitter account.
That's awesome.
While he's gone, yeah. That was pretty funny. The wife posted a nice picture, her and the kids. They go, we're going to be handling the Twitter account. That was nice. Very nice.
All right.
So, anyway,
outside the box.
Man, you got to find a way to to get the
Omar. Listen,
stuff
man,
out there,
Omar, swim across the ocean, man, to get get his stuff out.
Got to do it, man. Got to do it. All right, and a little music news here. Linkin Park, you know the band Linkin Park.
I do.
Boy, they were really big in my high school years. They just kind of jumped back into things yesterday. They got a new singer. Girl named Emily, who is their new lead singer, and she is replacing Chester Bennington, who's one of the
iconic
voices.
I saw the Chester story. I actually saw the documentary the other day. It's funny you said that. Literally, just a few days ago, because I'm with you, man. He was good. He was real good.
Yeah,
so it's gonna be kind of weird, huh?
She's great. I saw some of the stuff already. She sounds great, but like again, to hear those songs and anyone else's voice, just kind of unusual. But
yeah,
go listen to it for yourself. They got a new album coming out, and they're going on tour. So I don't know. Might be.
Sometimes you can't replace a certain voice though, with a band. Sometimes.
No. This might be one of those times. We'll see. We shall see. All right, we had this is a unique injury here, Joe, from the NWSL, that is the Women's Soccer League, a player named Croy Bethune threw out the first pitch for a Nationals game.
Yeah.
And the 23-year-old ended up tearing a meniscus.
What?
Season-ending injury with a meniscus here.
What?
Throwing out the first pitch.
Well, that's a first.
Yeah, coming back, I had a gold medal at the Olympics as well, and didn't go the first.
I guess you got to warm up a little bit before you throw out that first pitch.
I don't know, man, but that'll be.
And don't embarrass yourself, man. Keep you got to be able to throw it. If you're going to do it and you get invited, don't make sure you can throw it.
I think you'd rather miss by 100 feet than your knee, though.
You don't want the form to look bad because then. Yeah. The man card gets into question. You got to be careful on that.
Sad story there.
Yeah.
And we'll end it on a good note, Joe. We try to do this on the Mega Millions jackpot, which is tonight, $740 million.
Oh, man.
We still have not had a winner this thing.
Always say the same thing, man. I'd be giving a lot of it away big man would decide he'd like me to have it.
You can't win if you don't play, Joe. Tickets cost $2. The odds of winning, do you remember what the odds of winning are?
Something stupid, yeah.
1 in 303 million.
Yeah, not good. Not good. No. You never know, though. A lot of people have said that, and they've won.
You got to buy the ticket to play.
Yeah. A lot of stuff, by the way, to add on to your Philly thing. Did you see what their bus ride might look like tonight to get to the game with the traffic? They're saying it might be a 2-hour bus drive.
Hey, man, no.
That just add on to the whole party of like.
Yeah. Hey, it's great.
And by the way, the game's going to count, so it doesn't do any good to whine about it. Just suck it up. And
I love it. Last night, they spent about an hour singing songs, you know, honoring America and all that stuff. And let's send our game out to Brazil. Screw you, America.
Well, but.
Are you going to sing all those songs tonight in front of the Brazilian fans?
I don't know how they're going to do that tonight.
Obviously, as you can tell, I'm not a big fan of the international series.
You made that very clear. Although you did sign off on London. You said you kind of signed off on the London.
If you have to, I guess.
Okay.
But only because you're a hit over there.
I'm a hit over there.
They give you all those, you know, you go to all those pubs, speaking engagements.
Hey, man, if you can go and drink, go drink their ice cold beer over there and have fun. Yeah, I'm all for that. I am. You're right. Germany to London.
On a serious note, I really do hope nothing bad happens tonight, because it's unfair that those players have to go over there. So I hope nothing bad happens.
Listen, the amount of security between.
Yeah, well,
it would be, you know, people are watching.
I hope so.
Because if it doesn't go well, that'll be it. It'll be a one-shot deal and goodbye, Brazil. All right, hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Boy, I'll tell you what, this weekend you're starting to look around for something new or used. Just need something new. What you have is breaking down or just getting old and you're ready. Hey, man, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers this weekend. Seriously, if you get a chance and you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, these are the best overall products we've ever had. Whether you're looking at the SUV family, from the big, beautiful Suburbans and Tahoes to a midsize Traverse, even a smaller SUVs have so much style and substance, like a Trailblazer, a Blazer, an Equinox. And the truck family, the Silverados, are just strong, durable, and it's almost like they've custom-made a truck perfect for your lifestyle. Whether it's a family truck or just you and that truck making a living 5, 6, 7 days a week, we got the perfect truck for you. And boy, if you haven't seen the new Corvette, they've taken it to a brand new level. And there's a lot of Corvette people out there that have a favorite year and a favorite model of a Corvette. But I tell you, these new ones, at a whole different level, man, right now. So, hey, starting to look around for something right now. We got some good news. Qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, the Blazer EV, the Equinox, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado models. Gotcha. Convenient locations, Dave Broward, even Monroe County, Chevrolet, together. Let's drive this weekend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.